Rabbi said, the hour's late. I'm going to be makatzer. But I do want to welcome everybody. It's a gewaltige simcha to be able to see so many from so many different tkufas. It makes me feel at least 45 years, 50 years younger. And at my age, that's not a bit small feat. Every simcha mereus, when we get together, the simcha mereus. It's a simcha. Rashi says in Tainus, we quote this all the time. Rashi says, "B'shenichnas adam abim b'simchas." Rashi says, "Why? Yeminis b'hayil Yisrael Purim u'Pesach." So, vayistayis that Rashi's learning that "B'shenichnas adam abim b'simcha" doesn't mean just Chodesh Adar. Doesn't just mean Purim. It means Tzitzitzach. It starts with Adar, then it goes through Pesach, which means it goes through Sivan, through Atzeres, through Shavuos. So it comes out, according to Rashi, it would seem that the simcha that we enjoy during this tkufa is a simcha that goes for 4 months of the year, that goes a whole third of the year. What's the simcha? So we say all the time, the simcha is, we see in the Gemara in Suk in Chavches, the Gemara says, Shmenim Taminim Hayim Hilal and Zake. Shleishim we write, we have Nisim like Maisha, Shleishim like Yahushua, and 20 were Beninim. The Gadol Shibukulim, the Gemara says, was Rabbi Yochanan ben Uzziel. Amar Lo Rabbi Yochanan ben Uzziel, the famous Gemara, Kishar Yosef Beis B'Teira, Kol Tzipra Perechol M'yan Nisraf. But Tesu says, why? What's the tushtal between the fact he was sitting and learning and the Tzipra should be Nisraf? So he says, because Shehadvarm Smechim K'nisinasam B'Sinai, you hear this? Smechim K'nisinasam B'Sinai, Shenit Natera Be'esh. Now, Tesis doesn't finish Shenit Natera Be'esh. He doesn't finish exactly what was going on. But the Chazal finished Shenit Natera Be'esh Shcheir Al Gabe'esh Levana. Right? So Tesis seems to be learning that Simcha Shadvarm Smechim doesn't mean the words sang and danced. It means the words were klar, like black on white. Shenit Natera Be'esh Shcheir Al Gabe'esh Levana. So the Torah was so clear, like Nisinasa, and Nisinasa was absolutely clear, like black on white. That the simcha then that we have, that we enjoy during this tkufa, is a simcha that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us. He gives us a simcha, he gives us a klarkeit, that we can see things that we couldn't see the rest of the year, that we don't see the rest of the year. We take the nisim that the Rabbeinu Shalom did for us. We see the clarity of the relationship that the Rabbeinu Shalom enjoys with us, the chavivus that the Rabbeinu Shalom has for us. And therefore, no matter what the Rabbeinu Shalom, we reassess and we re-examine the relationship that the Rabbeinu Shalom has with us, and therefore the relationship that we have with him. It's klar, it's a chiba, it's an ava, it's a vayikra. That the Rabbeinu Shalom has a chibah for Klal Yisrael. The Rabbeinu Shalom made this chibah before he created the world. He made a world that he should be able to give us a hadracha, that we should be able to not go blindly walking through life, that we should be able to have the hadracha of what it is that we should do, what we shouldn't do, what is emes, what's sheker, what's chayim, what's mavis. That's the simcha that we're enjoying, Baruch Hashem. It's a simcha we have to keep going. And it's a simcha that the Rabbeinu Shalom wants us. He wants us, and we need to be able to refocus. And instead of focusing on the chesroinus that we see that are in ourselves and in others, to focus on the ma'alas that the Rabbeinu Shalom gives us, the ma'alas that we have, the ma'alas that we were able to utilize, and being able to be able to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and being Mekadosh Shem Shamayim. Getting together is a tremendous thing. Getting together is the Yischabros, is a gewaldike simcha. But it's more than that. Pesach is all about chabura. Pesach is about a chabura. This chaburus of Klal Yisrael now is something which is more important and maybe more essential than the rest of the year. We're always supposed to be bischaburus. We're always supposed to be chaverim Klal Yisrael. Yeah, we're all chaverim. We're all together. But the Hilchas Pesach is mechayiv that chibur. Mechayiv the chabura. The whole Achilas Pesach is only bechabura. The Pesach is the Ikeb Pshat and Pesach is the Chracham Yishamayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom was a Merachem in Klal Yisrael. We want to be Zechet to Racham Yishamayim. We should be Zechet to it through a Chabura, through the Hilchot Pesach. That's why we'll be Zechet to it. The Rabbeinu Shalom will help, and we should be able to continue to be mischaber, to see each other. It's been way too long since I've seen many of you, and since we've seen many of ourselves, one another. We should learn from this, to be able to take this ischachus and this ischabrus that we're getting together today, which would be a kevaldika hachana and hakdama for Pesach. And it should be something we should take with ourselves. I saw many years ago, Moshe Sternberg says in Zagara, what's the pshat in Maftir? Why is that a teretz? Zakta, the kash is, if this is so good, why are we doing it one night a year? If it's so good, we should do it all the time. If it's so essential, so basic to what Klal Yisrael is in the relationship with the Rebbe, why don't we always do it? So we tell him the kash is a good kasha. But you know, there's a din of Ein Maftir Echak Pesach Avikayim. You know why? We should have the time of the Pesach the whole year round. This is supposed to create, we're supposed to have Azah Pesach, that the time should be the rest of the year. And we should carry it with us. The time of this Hakadovah, the time of this Achonah, should stay with us for the rest of the year, Be'ez Hashem, but not wait to one whole other year, Be'ez Hashem, to be able to get back together. We should get back together again frequently, and V'eschabras, V'ava, V'achra, V'shel, V'reyas, V'afelech, V'pesach to everybody, Yeshkech, all for coming. It's a gevaldik simcha, I'm sure, for you, and I know for us from the yeshiva, it's certainly a gevaldik simcha. Continued success, and hatzlacha and bracha.